thank you for this opportunity to be here, to worship you, to love you, God, just to be in your presence. It's what our soul longs for, what our hearts long for. All we want is to be with you, God. All we want. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you in. We welcome you in tonight to come and rest on us and move through us. Make your presence known and your glory known. So just let us seek your face. Seek your heart and mind. Your grace, God. All we long for is to be with you. And to be for you. So Lord, I just ask you to drown out anything. Any distractions. Any noise, God. Any thoughts. Anything about our school, our work, our life, God. Let us just throw it away right now. Let us focus on you right and on you only. Only you. Focus on him more and more. No. And he'll see. He'll see the hearts of people that want it. That want to focus on him. That want to experience him more and more on a deeper level. So Lord, we open our hearts right now to you. Enter in, see us. Look at us. For who we truly are and what we truly want, God. Let us be with you, God. And let the people who hunger and thirst for you receive in the name of Jesus. I just ask for a fresh outpouring, a fresh hunger, a fresh fire to just fall on us right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Let our hearts be open to an encounter with you. Let our minds be open. Let our spirits be open in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let us understand. Let us comprehend. That we cannot just put you in a box of feelings. Oh, I didn't cry during prayer. I didn't feel happy, so I must have not felt God. No, no. Take God out of that box that he's not even in, that you created with your mind and your feelings. Do not just box God. Do not just box him in a box of feelings. He is always with you, always, no matter what is going on, he is there, he's omnipotent, he is huge, he is more than you can comprehend, so why put him in a box of feelings and base him off of that? No, that's not what we want, this is not what this church is. Unify our hearts to be like you, to be with you in a prophetic worship and prayer. Nothing led by some chords, some words. Let it be led by scripture and by spirit in the name of Jesus. and let our hearts be open to not only your grace, your fire, but your conviction too, to see and fear the Lord. No more of this fake, two-faced thing. We want to be real with you like you want to be real with us. No. We want you and you alone, God. The real you. The real. The God they talk about in Romans. That you are not just a graceful God, but you are powerful and you send conviction to us to help us learn. To help us know the real you. The real you. Oh Lord, I just speak a fresh fear of the Lord and the fire into the church right now. The name of Jesus. The real you. The real you. Abraham knew, the one that he knew he could stick to God's promise, even if it seems completely impossible. He knew and he leaped in, he dove in. That the generation would be his, that the generations will be his. Over and over, every single person in this church. Let us be led by you, God. Oh, Santa Kira, oh, Jesus. Lord, put true conviction into our hearts about worship, about the Spirit, about the Word, about what we do. And let us not take it lightly, because you are a God that cannot be taken lightly. You are a true and living God. And yet we say this and we can't comprehend how real it is, how real He is.
The Alpha, the Omega.
the beginning and conclusion. Entered in to any of our hearts, into this church. Throw it down in the name of Jesus. That any confusion about identity will be thrown away and set out in the name of Jesus. Let us know who we are in you, God. That we are children of you, children of light, made to praise, made to worship. That's who we are. And you are His, for love Him. So people walk around, who am I? Who am I? And He says, you are mine, for love me. You are mine, for love me. You are mine. No matter what you've done, no matter what you face, you are mine. No matter who's your parent, and even if you don't have any, you are mine. You are mine. Do you hear me? You are mine. You are mine, not the enemies, not the worlds, not the mistakes. You are not a slave to fear, a slave to what you've done. You are mine. You are mine. shall confess. be with you. You showed us that the cross scarred your name, scarred your hands for us. You've won my battles. You have won all my battles. Won. It was always you. It was always you. It was always you.
never run dry. First thought on my mind. When I lay my head, you're the last thought on my mind, God. Bless me more than I deserve. Oh, I don't deserve it. But still you give it. Still you let me take it. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes I feel weak. You chase the night, for a share. Mana sara karara. Oh, there's always something new. There's always something different. Something to learn. Ora shara masila. Do not test him. Oh, do not jump. Do not test the gun. Oh, Ramashara Masara. Oh, God. Oh, grab it. Oh, grab it. Oh, Ramashara Masara. Oh, grab it. Oh, Ramashara Masara. Shira masara sara, grab it. Ora shira sara, ora mashara sara. May just go your way, your way. God, worship goes your way. Oh God, my everything goes your way. Oh, I'm done chasing feelings. Thank you.
I just feel like pulling to just end this night on a worship. Oh, Jesus. Just worship Him. Oh, You are worthy, God. Mind, to a sound mind, to be one with you, God. One with your Son, one with your Spirit. Our spirits are open to you, God. We thank you, Lord. Let there be a fresh outpouring, a fire of love for people, patience and wisdom. And let there be good fruit. Good fruit from this church and the people in it. But we need you first. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Amen. Amen, God. Oh, Jesus.
Daily and surrender to him.
It talks about in Matthew how you need to pick up your cross daily and follow him, no matter how hard it is. The following day, me and Evelina went on a walk. We saw a torn up Bible in front of us. We prayed for it. The next day it was gone. And we had peace over our hearts that the owner found it. The next day, we prayed for a homeless man. And he found a home the next day. God is so real, guys. God is so real. Don't ever think that he won't use you, no matter what age you are. He will use you. God, I just pray right now that every single soul, every single heart right now will just surrender to you. I thank you for every single person that came here tonight. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the sacrifices you have made for us. The ultimate sacrifice you did on that day. Jesus, thank you so much. Jesus, thank you so much for this amazing prayer we had today. Let us just walk in it. Walk in prayer all the time. Jesus, you are so good. Jesus, you are so good.
Amen. God is good and God is real. Sunday, this coming Sunday, we're going to have a guest here for both morning and evening service, and his name is Andrew Hopkins. He's really good. I encourage you all to be there or be square. See you guys Sunday. Thank you.